The Gemara tells us in Megillah on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph 4a. Rabbi Rav Shua ben Levi said, Nashim Chayavos b'Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah. Why are women obligated in the reading of the Megillah? At first glance, it seems to be a mitzvah asay shahazman grama. It seems to be a time-oriented mitzvah. And we know women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs based on the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Another's going out different sources. Some learning like the source, it's like they're exempt from tefillin. So too we learn about all other mitzvahs. But women are exempt from mitzvahs asei shazma grama as a general rule. So why are they chayev in Mikra Megillah? So we know by the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is a mitzvah in our Torah, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chof Amud Beis tells us, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom, because of the drasha called Sheyeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zechira, was included in keeping Shabbos, is also obligated in the positive mitzvahs of the day. Or we have a similar drasha by Matzah, Kosher Yeshtu B'Bal Tochel Chometz, Yeshtu B'Kumo Chomatzah. Whoever is included in the prohibition of Chometz is Chayiv Matzah. So we find, even though by Kiddush and by Matzah, it is Man Grum, we have special drushas teaching us why this is an exception to the rule. But why over here does Rav Shua ben Levi say, women are chayev a mikra megillah? It seems to be a classical case of a time-oriented mitzvah, they should be exempt. So, Rav Shua ben Levi tells us, sha'af hein hayu, ba'oso hanes. That Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi tells us a chiddush here, that since women, it's a machokes, Rashi and Tosfos exactly, whether they were the primary people, whether they were secondary, or whatever it means, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah because of Avhein Oyubo, because they're included in this miracle. We find two other places as well. And even though it's a mitzvah sasei shazman gram, it's a time-oriented mitzvah, we say women are obligated, and that's in near Chanukah. Also, Afhein Hayuba Osa Anes. And also, Dalet Kosas, having the four cups of wine. So that's the three places the Gemara tells us women are obligated in a mitzvah, even though it should be a time-oriented mitzvah, and they should be exempt. Kamash Balad, Afhein Hayuba Osa Anes. They're involved in the miracle, obligates them in the miracle as well. In fact, we find this by some Rishonim. It's a Machlokes, Duran, and Rabbeinu Tam. As I pointed out, the Gemara in Brachas and the Afchaf Amud Beis, that women are clearly biblically obligated in Kiddush, because based on Kosher Yeshtu B'Shmira, Yeshtu B'Zechira. That's the Gemara. No discussion there. However, what about Shar Mitzvahs? What about the other mitzvahs? Lecha Mishnah, Shalosh Shudis, all the other mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, not Kiddush, a woman obligated. So, some Rishonim learn, I think it's Duran, that it's also based on Kosh, is in Kol Kisveh in Gemara Shabbos, when it talks about the laws of Shalosh Shudis and other things. So Duran writes, Kosher Yeshtu B'Shmira, Yeshtu B'Zechira, it's much broader than just Kiddush. It includes all the mitzvahs ayom. And that's why women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah, Shalosh Shudis, etc. But Rabbeinu Tam introduces another reason. Now, you know why the Chayev? Because Av Hein Hayu Ba'osa Neis, the women were included in the mitzvah of the man as well. Without the man, women wouldn't be able to eat either. So Av Hein Hayu Ba'osa Neis obligates them. But that's, we find in the Rishon, the Gemara only spells it out by these three. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, women are obligated in Mikra Megillah and reading in the Megillah because they were involved in the miracle. So Tosis points out, and Abdalun Amin Aleph Divrei Amaskel Noshim Chayavas Mikra Megillah. Tosis points out, Mikan Mashma, from here, the implications are, Shanoshe motzias es acheir midei chobozon midelo kamar lishmoa mikra megillah. So Tosa says it appears from this the simple reading of this Gemara that not only are women obligated, but they seem to be on the same level obligation as men. As the Gemara says, the chayav in reading the Megillah, not hearing the Megillah, we'll have to come back to that point. And therefore, according to Tosfos, it's not a problem if a woman reads the Megillah. Both men and women are obligated in Mikra Megillah. So if, let's say, the only one who knows how to read, or even if not the only one, according to Tosfos, that if a woman knows how to read the Megillah, so when a man can read the Megillah, so it's okay for a man to fulfill his mitzvah for the reading of the woman. That's the opinion of the Bali Tosis. However, then he quotes the psak of the Bahag, that the Bahag says no, based on other rayas, that Isha Motzia, a woman can do the Megillah for another woman, because whatever the obligation is, they're clearly on the women are on the same level. However, the Bahag writes, a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man. So it seems to be a machlokes harishonim. According to the Bali Tosis, it seems to say that a woman is on the same level. She can even read the Megillah for a man. And the Bahag, the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, says no. A woman is clearly, no one argues, it's a given, a woman is chayav and mikra Megillah. That's the Gemara. The Machlokas, the Bahag, and the Bali Tosis is whether on the same level are women and men on the same level. Well, no, women are obligated, but not on the same level as men. So what's the pshat in the Bahag? Why would I say that a woman is not on the same level as a man in terms of their obligation of mikra Megillah? So we're not going to finish it tonight, but we'll still begin with some of the Achronim. We'll see there's a Marcheshes, there's a Turei Even, there's an Or Sameach, and an Avnei Nezer, I believe. So let's begin with the Marcheshes. I think the Marcheshes is this one. Yeah, the Marcheshes says as follows. What's the pshat in the Baal Hilchos Gedolos that women cannot read the Megillah for a man? So he says there must be a certain aspect of the Megillah that a man is obligated that a woman isn't. What is that? So the Marcheshes says there's a famous Gemara in Megillah, but a Gemara in Erechin is, why don't we say Hallel on the Yontif of Purim? We know Purim's like Hanukkah, post-biblical, and Purim's even in the Nach. It's a Yom She'ira Bones, it's the day which a miracle happened. So why don't we say Hallel on Purim, just like we do on Hanukkah? So Gemara answers, three answers. One answer is that by Hanukkah the miracle happened in Chutzlaretz. No, by Hanukkah the miracle happened in Israel, the temple. That's why you can't say Hallel, but on a miracle that happened in Chutz La'aretz, a miracle that happened outside the land of Israel, no Hallel. Answer number two is, I think it's Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zu Hallelah, the reading of the Megillah is the Hallel. There is an obligation of Hallel. There is an obligation of Hallel on Purim. We just do it in a different form. We read the Megillah. And A3 is, Akate Avde Achashverosh Onan. We are still under the domain of Achashverosh. And therefore it's true that we're free. It's true that the miracles happen and we no longer have to suffer under the decree of Haman. But in order to say Hallel, you got to be in the state of Avde Hashem and not Avde Achashverosh. So the three answers of Gemara. We'll just focus on the second answer, which the Rambam seems to follow. That the second answer of the Gemara is, Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zu Halela, that we do have an obligation to say Hallel on Purim. The only difference is, on the other Yom Tov, when we say what we call Hallel HaMitzri, we say the classical Hallel as we know it. However, we say from Tehillim. However, on Purim, it's a different type of miracle, as we'll see. So therefore, it warrants a different type of Hallel. So working with Rav Nachman, So the Maharsha says as follows. A woman in general, when there's an obligation to say Hallel, a woman obligated in Hallel or Pater. Again, it's a discussion, Rashi and Tosis, and Bracha is Chaf HaMabez, where the Hallel is the Raisa, the Rabbanan. But Pashtis, we assume women are exempt from the mitzvah of Hallel. Hallel is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's a time-oriented mitzvah, and women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs, hence she doesn't say Hallel. Hence she's exempt from Hallel. So comes along the Macheshes and puts these two gemaras together, puts these two things together, he says, since part of our obligation of reading the Megillah, the different aspects to the Megillah, there's the pursue main nisa, the publicizing the miracle, perhaps there's a Tefillah element, as Rav Soloveitchik suggests, it's a separate discussion. But we see from the Gemara by Rav Nachman, there's a Hallel element of Kriyas HaMegillah. And since a woman is exempt from Kriyas HaHallel, she can't totally yotze the man. In other words, in the core holding, a woman can take care of. The core holding of the strict chiyuv to read the Megillah, if that's all there was, a woman can read the Megillah for a man. But the Maharsha Chesed says what's bothering the Bahag is there's a Hallel element. And because of the secondary element, the Hallel element that a woman is exempt from, so if a woman read the Megillah for a man, he'd only be Yotzi the Megillah aspect and not the Hallel element. Hence, that's the Pshat in the Hebal Hilchos Gedolos, that a woman can read the Megillah for other women because they have the similar obligation. However, a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man. That's the Pshat in the Machreshes. In Pshat in the Bahag, why women cannot be motzi men in the Megillah. We'll have to continue next time. We'll have to go into the next opinion, the opinion of the Turi Evin. We're going to have to find different aspects that some things apparently, according to the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, that someone is lacking. There's something lacking in the woman's obligation relatively to the man's, and hence that's why a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man. We're going to get into it more, but since it's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos and the Bahag, so I think the Ramah brings down, or the Post can bring down, hence one should not, a man should not fulfill his mitzvah through a woman. It's better one should hear Mikra Megillah from another man, someone who's on the same level obligation. However, push comes to shove, there's no one else around, so therefore then one can rely on the reading of the woman, because it's the Balei Tosfos is that seems to be the simple pshat in the Gemara. So we'll have to continue next time with the pshat of the Turei Evin, why woman's obligation is different and why it's lacking, the Or Sameach, and the Avnei Nezer.